This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, the exciting opportunity we have to share time and thoughts and facts. Maybe it's not. We get stumbling on that term or that word, facts. And so it's whatever the events of the day present us to focus on or with, the issues of the day, things that people are doing that matters and what sort of it means. Maybe you could take some time to tell us what it means to you on our social media. There are always questions there that you can respond to. We'll get to some of that stuff during the course of this hour and try to each hour of the program on Facebook and Instagram. It's at Good Day Radio Show. On Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. Jay Kirshner is here with me. This is something that I hope we get. You know, I think about the individuality. You know how important farm and family and the construct of food that I put together for our weekly American Family Farmer Show that you can hear on a lot of these same stations or online at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. It is all about the things that make the farms tick, make them work, our food supply, what we need to know about life on the farm, that sort of thing. The farmers that are winning the pennants, in a manner of speaking, or trophies for doing a good job, especially now we really need to support our family farmers. And so there's this new rule that's been proposed by the federal government, another moronic, stupid, ill-intended function that will be almost impossible, in my mind, literally impossible for farmers. The rules that fall on these small farms, American Farm Bureau Federation, United Farmers Union, and other groups, but they're the loudest in our country, have gone screaming to Washington about these proposed rule requirements that will be impossible for farmers to do. The requirements that would go, this is all about climate-related problems, this business about climate change, these people that are there now in Washington who are fanatics about this stuff, is like a religion. These people are nuts. And to my mind, as I go through all of these things, what the Securities and Exchange Commission wants you to do, or wants the farmer in your town to do, is remove the requirement the requirement is now, as they put it, is to have emission disclosures. So that means basically how much fuel do you use, what kind of tractors do you have, what kind of equipment do you have, and they want to impose a tax on your old tractors that use diesel fuel and don't burn as clean as the new tractors. Do you know how outrageous that is? Getting down, that would be like you being told that you can't drive the kind of car that you want. We're going to fine you, and this is what's coming next. Mm-hmm. We're going to fine you for driving a car that's 10 years old that supposedly dirties up the atmosphere, something that they've never, ever proven. Never have they proven, because they can't prove it. So, but anyway, this psychology of climate change, and we've got to do something about it. I'm all for. I'm doing solar on my farm. I have every intention of trying to actually do some other things besides solar. I have looked into using having a windmill, but the neighbors don't want it, so that's not going to happen. The solar thing I can probably do, but they don't want to look at a big propeller in the sky. Okay, so I can kind of get that.
But the solar power, I'm seeing more and more homes with roofs that have solar panels.
Right. Yeah, that makes nothing but sense. It's common sense. It's great. because there are things that do get spewed into the atmosphere, fossil fuels that probably have some impact. But if we go back to what we've been talking about off and on, I don't know if anybody else has been talking about this on the air, but I certainly, when I saw this thing from the National Oceanographic NOAA, whatever that, I never remember what that stands for, but the research they've done going back 4 million years, and what they find is the atmosphere that we are living in right now is exactly the same as the atmosphere that existed on the planet 4 million years ago. So it's pretty hard to argue that we, I don't mind making the argument or hearing the argument because I think there's something to it, but it's not provable. And so here's the Securities and Exchange Commission that wants to just one more bureaucracy getting involved in this stuff like these people at worship at the altar of climate change. The emissions that are coming out of my old tractors, I have tractors that were made in the 1960s, the 1970s, and the 1980s. I had a new tractor and I got rid of it because it was a piece of crap. So when I say new, it was I bought it new 2 years ago and I didn't like it. So I traded it in. I gave it, actually gave it back to the dealer. It just, it doesn't have the power. It doesn't have the, it just didn't run well because of all of the emissions crap that's on it. So, you know, you can extol the value and virtue of Teslas, and there was a report that was issued yesterday. Matter of fact, I think it was on NPR or PBS last night. That's where I saw it. It was on, I think, an edition of Nova. Maybe many of you saw it, how the investigative reporter took a ride with Elon Musk in a Tesla. They actually get down to the brass tacks of how the thing operates or doesn't operate, or what's safe and what isn't safe about it. And the issue that they were, that they took on as part of the scope in this report was that Tesla calls, they have what they, there's a switch apparently on the dash. Those of you who have Teslas, if I'm not portraying this properly, please let me know. There's a switch basically that puts the car on autopilot. And they call it autopilot, apparently. Automatic control, something like that. And it isn't. And it doesn't. And the accidents that have happened with Teslas have all been because people didn't understand what this switch did and how the car operated when you push the switch in and just basically, you know, read a book. It doesn't work that way. But yet it's sold that
much.
Way. Yeah. Exactly. So, anyway,
even non-Tesla cars have some of the newer models, and I can't remember which ones, but they have the safety feature where if you start veering off the road, it monitors the lines and it will correct your wheel, your steering wheel. Yeah. And sometimes, like, people forget these things fail. You still have to pay attention to what you're doing. And also, not all roads, especially side streets, have lines on the road.
Yeah. All right. My blood pressure has gone up amazingly in the last 3 or 4 minutes. I think it's time for me to calm down. So, in order to do that, I'm going to have a couple of commercial breaks, and then we're going to talk about an airplane that went off the runway in Miami.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford is expanding the curriculum and adding locations to its premier training program designed to add more specialty-trained automotive technicians to a fast-growing growing field that now includes electric vehicles. The initiative known as Automotive Student Services Educational Training, ASSET, is a collaboration between Ford Motor Company, Ford and Lincoln dealers, and select community colleges and technical schools. For more automotive tech stories, you can go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
How about them apples? Okay, 16 and change after the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. So an old MD-80 that I believe belonged to American Airlines in the main was sold to a small airline in the Dominican Republic, I think. It's called Red Air. I think I'd stay off of a plane. Belonged to a company called Red Air. I don't know. I'm just saying. And so apparently landing gear in the nose of the plane collapsed, which is likely. The plane's probably 35, 36, 37, maybe 38 years old. Not that that's bad. Most of the planes, I was looking, and I'm kind of weird this way. I think, you know, and I love planes. I love flying. And I look at stuff, and I have access to a blog that basically is all about airplanes. And for whatever the reason, last night before I went to bed, I'm reading this blog about how long Delta has had 757s and 767s, how many takeoffs and landings the planes have had, because they have records of every single plane. And how old, you know, Delta is the best airline. Just because an airline has new planes doesn't mean that it's the best airline. The best example of that is probably American, and maybe second is United, because they're all touting and crowing about the new planes that they have and how they've put the older planes out to pasture. But Delta is far and away the best airline in the country. That's because, A, they take care of their planes. B, the planes that I want to fly in a plane made in America. I don't that much because I'm on American for all kinds of reasons, because of the schedule of Los Angeles, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
But they run Airbuses now. They have 290-some-odd Airbus 321s, all made more recently than some of the other Boeing stuff. But the Boeing 757 and 767, in my mind, in my experience, are the best planes ever made. And they are still, there are a lot of them at Delta that are 30, 31, 32 years old. They've maintained them. They've rehabbed them. Some of the 757s. I took a 757 out to Los Angeles during the winter, and it was fabulously redone. You don't have to, just because the plane is old, it's kind of like a human being. Just because you're old doesn't mean you're no good.
Yeah, as long as it works and it's safe, it's all good.
Exactly. Right.
And it's not, you can't see any visible duct tape, then
we're good to go. Well, you can see that on Spirit, those old Spirit planes. Anyway, so this plane at the Miami International Airport caught fire when it skidded off the runway. And it was coming up to Miami from Santo Domingo. A couple of people were injured. But this, you know, the news media is so, these people, these kids that are reporters now are so naive. They don't ask the right question. They all want to go to the National Transportation Safety Board and find out what the cockpit voice recorder says. Yeah, that's okay. That's swell to a point. But you look at the plane, and you look around the plane, have somebody actually who knows how these planes are built, what the flaws in them are. One of the problems with MD-80s is that the engine's on the back of the plane, and they, even though they were around, I think at one point in time, American had about 450 of these things, because they were cheap to fly. They were awful. They were the 3-2 configuration, uncomfortable, ugly, but yet they were around for a long time because they were cheap. So American retired most of them last year, and so these guys bought one of them, and so here you go. And they don't know how to take care of an old plane. What, in the Dominican Republic, you think they know how to take care of planes?
It all stemmed from a tire. The tire burst.
Yeah, the tire blew
and
out.
It was like the plane went back up and then came back down, and then the landing was so hard, all of the landing apparatus was just totally destroyed.
Right, because they didn't put new tires. You have to change the tires frequently on those planes. Although, duh. All right, 21 after the hour.
radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
23 after, Jay. Aren't you fascinated? Aren't you thrilled? Isn't it wonderful? It takes your breath away to be here every day, right? Buckle up, everybody.
It's a joy.
It's fun to have. Yeah, it is. Actually,
it's conversation with friends.
Yeah, that is kind of really what it is. So, your friend and mine, I'm saying this facetiously because Kim Kardashian's not necessarily our friend, but everybody knows what's going on in her life. Comments from her and John Cougar Mellencamp. I always like saying that because he doesn't call himself that anymore. Remember when he was John Mellencamp at first?
Mm-hmm.
Then he became John Cougar, and then he became John Cougar Mellencamp, and now he's back to being John Mellencamp, and he's got a lot to say about school shootings, so we'll get to both of those items right after this.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
And now a small business setback. Set to smooth jazz.
It's late. You're driving in the rain with only one thing on your mind. The deer about to total your HVAC van. But with Progressive's 30-plus customizable coverage options, you're covered. The rest is just saxophone.
When running your small business gets rough, Progressive Commercial is there to smooth it out. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Twinkly sound.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions.
All right, so what's going on with Kim Kardashian? Her children are making too much noise. What in the world is that all about?
Yeah.
Where was she?
Yeah, she took her kids to work. She thought it was take your son or daughter to work day. No, I'm just kidding. But she was on Jimmy Fallon, and her kids were in the audience, her two boys, 6 and 3, Saint, who's 6, and Psalm, who's 3. And I guess they were making a little bit too much noise. They were talking, and she kind of turns, and Jimmy Fallon's like, I hear kids. And she's like, guys, can you stop? This is your first time at work with me. Can you please? Yeah, this was totally, totally happening while they were doing the interview. And she's like, they're making so much noise. Well, Psalm, the 3-year-old, did end up having to be removed because, let's be honest, that's a toddler, and you're just asking a lot of a toddler to be quiet.
Yeah.
So Psalm was removed from the audience and just taken backstage to hang out or whatever. But the 6-year-old Saint and then a family friend who was there with her daughter, they were able to stay in the audience because they did quiet down.
Oh, that's sweet. Okay, John Mellencamp is not being quiet about the violence in schools. He posted something yesterday on Twitter at John Mellencamp. Some people follow him. It was laden with obscenities, and I get it, because a lot of people are angry about 21 people who were murdered. His comment was, I don't know if you saw this or not, Jay.
Yeah.
How is it a week after they're all buried and forgotten, and what are we doing about it? Basically nothing. And he, you know, talked about gun control. And I know people who say, well, is this not a liberal? I think it's not smart to just pass off this stuff with those kind of comments, because there are more and more people who, no matter what their stripes, are saying enough is enough. This is it. We've had enough.
Yeah, and he was talking about politicians in general. He wasn't going at any which side. He just said that politicians do not care about you. I'm cleaning this up, of course.
Yeah,
politicians
do not
care about you. They don't care about me. They don't care about our children. How can we as people say that we want to be pro-life and we claim to care about pro-life and then we're not doing anything to help out pro-life?
Yep.
But yeah, he's coming at all politicians.
From the short, not-so-sweet department, Rupert Murdoch, who controlled the Fox empire for many years, he created it, was married to Jerry Hall. He'd been married four times. Remember her, because she was married previously to Mick Jagger, a tall, statuesque woman who's now going to divorce him and clean out his closet, probably. If he's got a vault in it, that'll get cleaned out, too. Take the cash and run, baby. That's probably all he's good for. 28 past the hour.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is set to return to Capitol Hill Thursday morning for a second of 2 days of testimony, this time before the House Financial Services Committee. In front of the Senate Wednesday, Mr. Powell said the central bank's battle against inflation could lead it to raise interest rates high enough to cause a recession. Inflation is already running at a 40-year high, so what's next?
And I think what you will see is continued expeditious progress toward higher rates. I'll say this, the center of the committee wrote down that rates would be between 3 and 3.5% by the end of this year, as of a few weeks ago.
Uvalde School District Police Chief Pete Arredondo, who was facing criticism for his decisions during a school shooting, was placed on administrative leave last night. Uvalde School District Superintendent Hal Harrell made the announcement. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
As Democrats in the House continue to stonewall the Biden family corruption investigation, a plethora of evidence is on the Biden laptop computer confiscated from a Delaware computer shop for non-payment. Representative James Comer, the Republican from Kentucky, on Newsmax overnight says Republicans in Congress are ready to take the gavel and lead the investigation.
The amount of evidence now that we have that shows Joe Biden was in fact well aware of many of the shady business dealings and many of the shady business characters that Hunter aligned himself with. So you saw the video where Hunter said he would, his father would do anything that he asked. I think now we've seen the sales pitch that Hunter Biden would make to the Russian oligarchs, to the Ukrainian energy companies, to the Chinese Communist Party. All these shady outfits that Hunter Biden's had business dealings with when Joe Biden was vice president, we just now saw the sales pitch. And what we're determining in the House Oversight Committee, the Republicans, is did this compromise President Joe Biden? Did this compromise him in his decision-making process?
The made-for-TV January 6th commission resumes Thursday. The schedule includes live testimony from Jeffrey Rosen, the former acting attorney general who replaced William Barr in the final weeks of the Trump administration. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How do you do? Hope you're doing well. Happy to have you along for our discussions, our ride, if you will. I'm happy to be here with Jay Kirshner, focused on the events of the day. Things that are good, things that are iffy, things that are not so good. All part of the discussion and discourse here. The O-Man, Jay, is at the controls in our new studio in Dallas. I'm reminded when we've had a number of good people over the years who have been in the main studio at the operating originating network. I'm reminded of how people got to know some of these characters that were behind the scenes with some of the bigger radio people. I remember Limbaugh used to refer to the guy that was running the what we call the board. We refer to it as the board, the control board in the control room. He had a, I forget the guy's name, Bo Snerdly is what he called him on the air. The guy who, I've forgotten his real name, as I said, but he's written a book about working with Limbaugh. I'm told it's quite a wonderful book. I've not seen it yet, but I'd like to read it because I love to read stuff about radio and the people in the radio that I've worked with or known for years. It's kind of fun. And there have been plenty of them. But I was thinking of the old man. Remember the days working with Gordon Liddy? He was the G-man. There are others. But, we'll refer to him from time to time, hopefully in a good light. Because the I-man, right. That's right. Thank you, Chris. That was the I-man. All right, let's get to some things that were kind of, some of this stuff takes my breath away. Here's something the Food and Drug Administration is preparing to do, which is good, but it's taken too long. Easy to be a Monday morning quarterback, for sure. All of the, how long have these vaping cigarette things been around, Jay? 10 years?
Too long. It seems like, oh my goodness, maybe the early aughts, I want to say, is when they kind of started, and they're just these little quick vape pens, and they're supposed to taste really good, and they started... I don't know if it was intentional or not, but they were being targeted towards a younger audience or younger demographic.
Of course it was intentional.
Like even kids who are underage and shouldn't be having the power to go buy these things were able to buy these things, or they weren't, it wasn't legal, but they still were. They were having people who were old enough to buy them. And then you just have all these issues of these kids who are developing these lung problems because of, it's not just smoke, it's what? It's like this liquid that can still come through, and you're inhaling this like, not a wax, but I've never smoked before, so I can't tell exactly what it is, but
it's this
liquid stuff, and it was just awful. And then I believe they got rid of the special flavors. It wasn't supposed to taste as good and deter people, but the damage was already done, so now they're officially going to be banned.
The maker is a company called Juul, J-U-U-L. They... ones that got the Food and Drug Administration gave them approval to sell them in the first place. And the company, and this is all part of how insidious the government is, and I say that with disgust and disdain because I don't have much use. And this is another example, a perfect example of how either one hand doesn't know what the other is doing, people aren't paying attention, or they're corrupt. And in this case, I'm going with the latter. Because the company that controls Juul, they are connected in some way or another, I'm not sure how, to Reynolds Tobacco. You know, they're Reynolds, the tobacco companies, the alcohol companies, the drug companies, they all want to control all of this stuff. They're all sniffing around the marijuana growers now, trying to figure out, pardon the pun, sniffing around. They're trying to figure out how they can, in the next 3 or 4 years, package all of these companies together, and then they buy them so they can control them because there's so much money. So much money.
And then you get the monopoly all over again.
Exactly.
Well,
we're back to monopolies.
And the vape pens were supposed to be the quote-unquote safer version than smoking
supposed to get you off of cigarettes.
The alternative. Yeah.
Right?
And a lot
of
people will continue to do this. And with some of the vape pens now, not the pre-made ones like Juul, but you can buy this battery. My husband used to smoke them, and thankfully he has stopped. But people can change how much tobacco, or not tobacco, I'm sorry, nicotine is actually in these. And a lot of people get into the habit of smoking these things, and there's not even any nicotine. So even though you would think, well, that's safer, there's no nicotine, you're still inhaling this liquid situation thing that is taking up residence in your lungs.
Well, I talked about Reynolds Tobacco. There's another company called Altria, A-L-T-R-I-A. They make Marlboros, for example. They bought a 35% stake in Juul a couple of years ago. They spent $12 billion buying that 35% stake. So you can figure out one third. This company was valued at $36 billion. So Altria, good for them. They saw their stock drop 9% after this move by the Food and Drug Administration. But still, when you consider the kind of, and by the way, most of the sales last year were in America. $1.4 billion worth of this crap was sold in America last year. And then people say, well, it's helped me get off of smoking. Okay, but at what cost? Do you know what's going on in your lungs? Have you had an x-ray lately? If you are a smoker, you sure as heck should be having annual lung x-rays anyway to see what's going on, because whatever it is, it isn't good.
Well, and if you live with a smoker, you still should too. You should have your lungs checked.
I couldn't stand living with a smoker. I can't be around it. I can't be close to even, it's disgusting secondhand smoke being around people like that. It's just, no. Uh-uh.
I can't tell you how many people I know that, because it smells awful. If you are not a smoker, it smells awful. And so many people that I know who used to smoke cigarettes that have stopped, and they're far enough removed where they smell it, and it's not like, oh, that smells good, I want one. They actually realize, like, oh my gosh, I used to smell like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, right. It's an offensive people. Odor. It is.
Oh, it's horrible. Uh-huh, horrible. It's kind of like, might as well go after everybody. As long as they're going after the smokers, let's go after the coffee drinkers. Yeah.
Hey, slow down now.
There is a, I remember, I'm one of the few people I know who's never had a cup of coffee in my life, but I remember when McFadden had never had one. I don't think Phil smoked. Did Phil have, Chris, do you drink coffee?
I actually do.
You're doing, okay, yeah. All right.
So all right, Chris, you and I,
you're going to get it.
My husband has never had coffee.
And I still smoke.
He's anti-coffee.
Yeah. All right. So, the coffees now, there is an alternative. I was going to talk a little about how bad coffee breath is. I remember being.
Oh, it's so gnarly. No, coffee breath is horrendous, but also don't stand so close to me that I can smell your coffee breath.
Okay.
Like, if I can smell your breath no matter what you had, you're too close.
Yeah. Okay. Good to know. So there's a new coffee, an alternative that is being marketed that has organic ingredients. And a lot of people are saying this is pretty cool. Apparently, I have to find out more about this for the farm show, American Family Farmer. But it is made with a fraction of the caffeine that's found in regular coffee beans. Apparently, it gives you energy and a lot of immunity because coffee is good for your immune system. Coffee beans, the cocoa bean is good. That's why I eat a lot of chocolate because I figure I'll get my ingredients. Coffee and chocolate come from the same bean. So,
should they really?
Yeah. You know that? The cacao, C-A-C-A-O.
Yeah, no, I know the cacao, but I did not know that cacao also had was coffee.
Yeah, I think that's, you'd find that. I mean, I think it's, anyway, I'm going around in circles here. This new coffee, I don't know what the brand is because it's, I think it isn't being marketed quite yet. But it is something that will give you the same ingredients without the jitters, without the crashes that some people have and dependency. Now, you can talk to some folks. As a matter of fact, I was talking to somebody the other day who drinks coffee before they go to bed and it doesn't affect them at all. That wasn't you, was it? No, it wasn't.
It might have been. Yeah, my body metabolizes caffeine really easily. I can drink
how much coffee
and immediately take a nap. Not much. I'll have a venti iced coconut latte. That's my jam from Starbucks once a day. But there are every now and then where I'm like, you know what? Because it just tastes so good to me that I don't feel like I need it to stay awake. I'll want it later in the day just because I drank my first one too fast or something like that.
Yeah.
But I've also heard on the caffeine and coffee, eating an apple. Instead of having a cup of coffee, eat an apple. It has this natural caffeine that can almost do the job better than a cup of coffee. Unless you're allergic to apples, then maybe not. That's not for you.
I have an apple every day of my life. The old expression, settled in with me, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. I'll have an apple usually after breakfast, sometimes before a meal because it helps fill you up and you don't eat so much. You know, it's like water. If you have water and an apple before you have a meal, you're probably not going to eat much because it just, you know, fills you up. The fiber that's in an apple is very important, extremely important. Anything that has fiber, sometimes if you have an orange even and you eat the pulp, that's good for you, but there are all kinds of things. The melons, good fiber everywhere. Some of the cereals around today have good fiber in them as well. So there's our what should you be having for breakfast segment here at 44 past the hour. This is the Doug Stephan Good Day Program.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Here's the deal.
I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix diet product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com. All right, 47 after on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Don't forget our daily download. We discuss in some of the recent downloads the German plan to fire up coal plants and what that's going to mean, some of the weather things going on around the country. You find a little bit of everything. The schools requiring clear backpacks. I think that's an interesting reality that a lot of parents are dealing with. Then we've got conversations about Neil Diamond in a recent Good Day download, mm-hmm. performing the Queen's alarm clock. That's cool. And a lot of discussion about Dave Chappelle this week. So we discussed that and Apple and the websites and captures. And there's a myriad of things. We talk about everything here because that's what our lives are about. It's just not just about politics. It's everything. Our lives consist of lots of bits and pieces. So you can hear our view and overview and involvement in discussion on the Good Day download every single day, available for your listening and dancing pleasure at gooddayshow.com, which is also where you can find the whole program. The program runs all day, every day. We do it in 3 and 4 hour bits, but it's repeated at the same location. So you can find the download, the highlights, and the podcast. You can find the whole program all day, every day at gooddayshow.com. So how about them apples? Yeah, it's fun to sort of, when I get to thinking about all of the stuff that we do talk about, and you can hear me play the kazoo. on a recent episode as well. Mm-hmm. Actually,
I love a good kazoo.
It's 10 before the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Kronos here on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen, Dr. Ken, is about to answer some of your questions connected to the things that he talks about all the time, frankly, on the Good Day Health program, which you can find on many of these same stations, questions about what's in the medical journals. There's been a lot of talk about cancer, and there's sort of a lot of people that seem to be having problems with cancer. What about women who drink sugary sodas? I know there's some information on that that doesn't really sound too good to me anyway.
More risk of these sugary sodas, why they should be a treat. This comes out of the American Society for Nutrition this week, that women who drink these sugary sodas, they're at higher risk for getting liver cancer. And not having a good functioning liver is not a prescription to a long, happy life. So bottom line, Doug, these sugary sodas, they should be treats.
Treats. How about ice cream? How about cake? How about cookies? You know where I am in that department.
Treats times four.
Treats. Okay, all right. Now, talking about food, the preferences, there's been some work done. How does one know that, for example, I like ice cream and cake. I just said that. Some people like coffee. Some people like the taste of a lot of barbecue sauce on their food. Some people like hot tamales. Why is it different? Why do my taste genes not work the same as yours?
Well, what you're describing is real. It's not some of it, not all of it is learned, but most of it is genetic. It's wired in. It's wired in the DNA of our bodies that we do have taste genes, and they clearly lifelong can influence our food preferences. Why some people just don't like broccoli from the time they're age one to the time they're 99. This is just all wired into the genes that they do influence our preferences for what we like.
I like broccoli, a little butter, a little salt on it. Yum.
This was out of the annual meeting of the American Society for Nutrition this week.
All right. Now, I've had a tough week for business reasons, and I have felt the stress in a way that I've never felt it before. The nerves in my shoulders have gone bananas. And one doctor that I trust has suggested to me that it may be that a lot of unexplained consequences people are finding with the shots. Could it be that the nerve endings, if you will, or some way the nervous system has been affected? Because I've never, ever felt this way before. I almost thought of calling you because I thought there may have been some problem in my heart. But then it goes away when the stress level goes down, the aches go down.
Yeah, I don't think what you're describing is related to a shot that you had quite a while ago. But it's clearly stress affects the body in numerous ways. We learned this week that it clearly weakens the immune system and increases our risk for illness. This came out of the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences this week. But you are, unfortunately, right now under a lot of stress. It would be nice to be doing some exercise, just doing something that you enjoy doing to get it out, or just relieving some of these issues. But a lot of this, watch the stress go away and these things going away. Stress will present itself mysteriously in some people, and this just may be your outlet.
Well, there we go. How about that? You know, one of the things that I enjoy doing is I sleep very well. When I finally go to sleep, most of the time it's restful sleep. I see that there is a study about adults who share beds with a partner. How about if you sleep with your dog? does that count?
Amazingly, and there was a study out very recently about what fraction of Americans do you think sleep with their dog?
50%.
You are right. You must have seen that study.
No, I didn't actually. I was guessing, but makes sense.
To me, that was an amazingly high number of people who sleep with their dog. And in this study, it was reported in Sleep this week that adults who share beds with a partner, they have more restful sleep. You might think the person snores. Just the opposite. Apparently, just having somebody nearby gives your own personal sleep to be better. So,
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.